start. Yes, someone asked me to bring in, they weren't able to make it, so if someone wants to get a hold of it, we'll have it shared. Big chizuk to see a lot of people coming. I guess if you want to continue to learn a little bit more about Shabbos. The topic that was given on the sign is the Shabbos kitchen. So originally the intention was to really discuss mainly the halachas of cooking and reheating, preparing, warming, serving, cleaning, all those the parts related to food in the kitchen. But it seems like there was an interest to discuss a broader range of topics, and questions were sent in from a lot of different topics. And I would like to be able to cover all those, but we're not going to be able to get to all those right now in the first share. Obviously, we can't get to everything at once. But just to give an example of some of the things that were mentioned, and we will try to get to them. I think I've got that list. Yeah, we'll try to mention them. Aside from the topics you mentioned, we'll try to cover these as well. For example, can I use a water fountain on Shabbos? Can I mop the floor on Shabbos? Can I ever clean the whole floor? Can I get down on my hands and knees and clean one tile at a time? Can I tell my mate to clean the floor? A lot about cleaning the floor.
I know what we're thinking.
Can I feed animals on Shabbos? Can I feed pets on Shabbos? Can I walk my dog on Shabbos? Can I walk someone else's dog on Shabbos? Had about taking out the garbage, etc., stuff like that. So some of these things don't exactly touch on the topic that we were planning on discussing, so we were going to get to some of those, or we'll try to cover as much as we can over the course of the shiur. But in the meanwhile, we'll try to summarize as much as possible the main halachas relating to, at least this week, to warming and serving and cooking on Shabbos. So as I go on, if there's something that's not clear, someone should stop me if there's something that it wasn't made clear to. And if it wasn't made clear to you, that means it probably wasn't made clear to someone else. So it's good to ask that, so that we can clarify. Questions, other questions, side related, maybe we could keep to the end so that we can cover what we need to, and then get to all the questions. So. Now, a lot of what I'm going to discuss here has been shilohs that people have asked and people have expressed some sort of confusion about. So I'll try to incorporate those into the shir. Okay, so let's start first with what we call as shihiyah, is keeping food warm for Friday night for the first meal. So you have your cooked. Worked hard, made the food, but you want it to be hot and warm, ready to serve for Shabbos. So, how do you keep the food warm for Friday night? Now, generally speaking, all the food that we're serving, that we're trying to warm, is fully cooked before Shabbos. We're not talking about raw or uncooked food. It's mostly fully cooked, or basically fully cooked before Shabbos. So the halacha is a fully cooked food which has been fully cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to keep warm Friday afternoon into Shabbos, even on an open fire. You don't need a blech for that. So that would mean that you can keep the food inside the oven, you can keep the food on top of the stove, theoretically, or if you have a hot plate, it wouldn't need a blech, just to keep the food warm. We'll see why it may be a good idea to have a blech anyway, but as far as this is concerned, you would be allowed to keep your food on an open fire coming into Shabbos if it's fully cooked. However, now, let's take the example of keeping your food inside an oven, which is the common case. People don't want to leave their stoves on because it gets the house hot, or put a plugging in a hot plate. So people, you leave your oven on and you leave the food in the oven. So really, that's okay. You can leave the food inside the oven Friday night if it's all fully cooked, if it's fully cooked. That's the Ikar Halacha. There are machmirim on that. There are people that are machmir, but the Ikar Halacha is that it would be permitted. Now, the tricky part about that is the following. Again, we're talking about keeping your food inside the oven, your fully cooked food, to keep it warm for Friday night. The tricky part about that is that it's fine to keep it in there, but the question is how do you take it out? Because the question is, opening the oven, every time you open the oven, you could be triggering it to go on. And closing the oven, you could be keeping it warmer. And those could be shilas of you know, turning on and off an oven on Shabbos. So the halacha would be on that, is that if the oven's going to stay on, you can open the oven and take out all the food at once and then close the oven and you know, and that's it. So this is one way to keep your food warm. If it's fully cooked, leave it in the oven, and then when you're ready to serve it, open the oven, take all the food out. The problem with that is that then you have to take out everything at one time. Take out everything at one time, you're going to take out the soup, and the soup is going to be warm. But by the time you finish serving the soup and clearing the soup and serving the next course, it's been out of the oven for a while. It may not be that hot. And we'll see that wrapping it in a towel is a different problem. Hatmana. So it could be you can't keep it warm by wrapping it in a towel, taking it out of the oven. So therefore, some people don't particularly like this idea about keeping the food in the oven. But that that is one way to do it. Now, one way to do it.
So you could close the door one time. The oven could be on, and you could close the door one time, and you're fine.
Right. Open the oven. That's the Star K, the Reb Heinemann. They say that.
Is that Shabbos mode, or is that?
No, that's regular oven. Regular oven. Nothing to do with the Shabbos mode.
Because on my oven, the light goes on and off, so I have to wait till the light goes on and then open it, because that's when it reaches the ultimate temperature.
That's better, but you don't have to.
Oh, you don't have to wait till the light goes on to do it?
It depends what type of oven, but if you're talking about, you know, a typical stove, you don't really even have to. You could just open it and it depends if you could really hear, if it's easier for you to hear it.
And I only open my oven when that light triggers on, right, and I could open the door. Is that when I have?
Yeah, okay, same thing as Yom Tov then. Yeah, if you have that type of oven, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think I actually checked their website before I said that.
Okay.
Also, I didn't want to say it without. Now, the Shabbos mode really does mainly two things. And a third thing, which is really nogeya to Yom Tov, according to the Star K, which not everyone holds of. But the main thing is the following, is that what you can do, which would get out of this whole problem, is that you can set the oven that it should go off after like an hour, if you know when your husband comes home from shul, so you could set your oven to come off, turn off right then. So then you solve all the problems, because the food can be hot, it's piping hot, and the oven turns off right when you start Shalom Aleichem, and then when you're ready to serve the soup, you can just open the oven, take out just the soup, and close the oven, and take out the rest of the food later. So that way you have no problem about opening and closing an oven while it's on, and all you have to do is set it on that mode that it would turn off after 1 hour. What Shabbos mode does in some ovens, it overrides the automatic turn off, shut off, so that's good for Yom Tov if you want to leave it for 24 hours. But for as far as Shabbos is concerned, it doesn't really help. Now, that's about keeping the food warm. The same goes if you have fully cooked food. The same goes for an oven warmer, the warming drawer. You could keep the food in the warming drawer. Also, the same idea, and there it would be easier. You wouldn't run into this problem about turning on the element on and off. I don't know exactly how all of them work, but it's much less sensitive to the heat. So therefore, it's on much lower. It's a lower temperature. It's much less sensitive to the heat. So that would be okay. It would be the same idea with the warming drawer. Now, just to point out, this is all we're discussing here is fully cooked food. If let's say you're running late and you forgot about a dish, or you found out about a last minute guest and you had to put up some sort of last minute food, and it's not fully cooked, that's totally separate halachas. And that you need a blech, and that's you can't put that in the oven, and that's separate. But that's not usually the case. If that happens, you should, you know, call and find out what to do. But normally, most of the food that we're discussing, most of the food in a typical case is already cooked fully before Shabbos. But it is important to note that if it's not cooked before Shabbos, it's partially raw, or mostly raw. It should not. That has different halachas. This is all about keeping the food warm from Friday. So you didn't do anything on Shabbos except for take the food off. We're not talking about putting the food back on. We're just strictly talking about leaving the food from before Shabbos. Now, what happens about putting the food back? Okay, so this, you want to keep the food, you want to put the food back on the fire on Shabbos. So this is, there's two examples of this, okay? One example is when the food was already on and you took it off temporarily and you want to put it back on. So for example, let's say you have some soup and you want to serve it to your kids while the men are in shul, so you want to serve some food to the kids, so you want to serve them soup or some chicken or whatever. So you take it off, and now the question is, can you put it back on? Or how do you make sure that you can serve the food to the people, that the kids that want the food, but you can keep it hot at the same time? So this is a little more tricky, because here we're talking about not just leaving the food on from before Shabbos, but we're actually talking about putting the food on in the, again, onto the fire on Shabbos. So here, for any type of thing that you're going to be putting the food on Shabbos, you do need a blech. And anything which requires a blech, which is a covering, an oven, is not considered having a blech. And therefore, in the case that we just gave, if you're going to put your food and soup and everything in the oven, then you're going to open the oven, and you won't be able to, you can't cheat on that. You can't serve a little bit and keep it warm. You're not going to be able to have that. But let's say, for whatever reason, it's on an open fire on the fly. I mean, it's very uncommon, but you wouldn't be able to take it off and put it back. So now we have to figure out a way, how do you take off the food on Shabbos and put it back? That requires a blech. A blech means either on the stovetop you have an old-fashioned blech, or you have a hot plate. A hot plate, if it's non-adjustable, or you wrap it with tinfoil. So that's considered having a blech, and you have all your food there. Okay? So you have your soup on this hot plate that has a blech on it, because it has a layer of tinfoil wrapped around it. And now you want to serve some to the kids. So as we'll see later, you can't serve it while it's on the blech. So you shouldn't, spoon out the soup while it's sitting there on the fire. We'll see why not later. But what you have to do is take it off. So you take it off the fire, and then you serve it. Now you want to put it back. So the halach is, you need three requirements to be able to put it back. One is the blech, like we said. The other one is you have to have in mind to put it back, which is clearly the case here, so that's okay. But the third one, which is the tricky one, you have to be holding it the entire time. You can't let go. So, Ramosha says it's enough, you don't necessarily have to be holding it, but it has to be leaning on you. So in other words, as long as, let's say, you could leave it on the counter and not just having your hand on it, you have to actually be holding it, that the weight of it is on you, but the other half of it could be on the counter, for example, as long as it's, most of the way off. So you're holding it and dishing it out, or if you have someone else there to help you. But you need to be holding it, serving it, and then putting it back. Or for example, let's say someone wants to taste the challah on Friday night. So the only way to do that would be, you have to have a blech. If you have a crock pot, you have to have a blech lining, foil lining the entire inside of the crock pot, of the warming part. So that's a blech. So you have that condition. It has to be fully cooked, which is usually the case. And when you take it off, you have to have in mind to put it back and hold it the whole time. And once you hold it the whole time, you could serve it and then put it back.
Good question. In terms of soup, though, aren't you not allowed to put it back on because it's liquid?
Oh, so if it's still as hot as it was when you put it on, you could put it back on. It has to be, yeah, if it cooled off to the point where you wouldn't serve it anymore, then it's a problem. That's a good point. Yeah.
The example you gave before about leaving the oven on and having it shut off,
right,
like on a timer,
right,
so it's not on anymore,
right,
are you then allowed to take food out?
Yeah, if it's off. If it already turned off.
If it's off, but it's still very, very hot.
Yeah, that's okay.
You take food out,
yeah,
you can put it back in.
Right, right. Yeah.
So there's no answer of hatmana to put the food back in a hot oven?
No, that's not hatmana. Hatmana is only, if we'll see, the towel has to be actually snug to the pot.
So the oven
a box, food in a box is not hatmana.
Okay.
So that's not a problem.
Can you explain, you said tin foil,
what I meant to say is that Chazal say you're not allowed to return food onto an open fire. So a hot plate, the question is that called an open fire or not an open fire? Because you don't see the coil. But since that's the normal way you would use it, so the halacha is you have to cover that as well. So the way you do is you take a hot plate and you cover it with like aluminum foil. So that would serve as like the blech. That would be like a covering.
Can the crock pot also needs that?
Crock pot, if you're gonna take the chalent off Friday night and put it back, then it would need that. If you're just gonna leave it, that's what we said originally, that's okay, because leaving it on, if it's fully cooked, doesn't need a blech, so that's fine. But if you're actually gonna put it back Friday night or something like that, then yeah, it would need a blech.
Is the rocks in the crock pot doing the same job as the
That's for something else. The rocks is for hatmana. That actually is hatmana. because there the problem is that the unit is snug against the pot. So therefore, you want to put the rocks there to raise it a little bit, so it's not hatmana. But in the oven, it's.
You have to cover the handle of the crock pot, you know, where you can adjust it.
Yeah.
You have to cover that, and also when the oven's off, is it hatmana if you double wrap in tinfoil?
Double wrap?
I'm saying
if you double wrap,
put two layers.
Why are you double wrapping it for?
Maybe one piece of aluminum foil wasn't big enough, so you put another piece.
No, so that's okay. Because that's like one. If you're double wrapping it to keep it hot, then that's hatmana. But we'll get to hatmana. But yeah, that's a good point, is that in the cases where you do need a blech, like I said, not necessarily to keep the food on Friday night, you're not going to touch it, but in the case where you're actually going to be putting it back, you're going to play around with it. So you're going to be putting the food back, so then you do need a blech. So just to clarify, the blech is both to be machmer, just to cover all the opinions, is to be both cover the coils, the place where the heat is, and to cover the knobs where you would turn, the knob to make it hotter or colder. You should cover that as well. So on a crock pot, and you're going to be taking it out Friday night, you should line it. Actually, I don't know if this works better. The place can say it works. I don't know if anyone actually has tried it, but if you don't want to use aluminum foil, you could use like parchment paper. I don't know if that would work better.
What's the reason to cover the knobs?
Because the whole reason... Right, the whole reason why Chazal were afraid to let you put food back onto the oven, because you may realize it's not hot enough and you're going to want it to make it hotter. Now, in the olden days, there's only one way to make it hotter. You have to actually play with the fire. So here, you're covering the fire, but you didn't really solve the problem. So therefore, it's not enough to cover the fire. You want to also cover the knobs. That way, you have both.
On a stove, you have to cover the knobs also?
Yeah, if you have a regular blech.
So the blechs,
that's why some of the blechs, the blechs have like an L, like a ledge.
Mine doesn't.
What, just a flat piece of metal?
Yeah.
I never knew you had to cover the...
So you don't have to, but some people, what some people do is either take a piece of foil and cover the knob, or take actually the knob off.
Can we go back to a hot plate that has an adjustable temperature?
Yeah, a hot plate has an adjustable temperature. So again, the way you make it a blech is you cover it and cover the knob.
Just turn it on. You could use that type of knob.
With a blech, sure. Yeah, you can put the food back, and you can if it's covered with a blech, and you could leave it on there.
Or use a sheet of metal
on top of the oven. On top of the stove.
Yeah.
So that's what they were saying. So also on the stove, the same thing. If you're going to use a blech. Now, not everything needs a blech, but like we're saying, if you need a blech, so you cover the element, it's an extra chumrah, but it makes a lot of sense that you should also cover the knob. So the way to do that is either take some blechs actually come like with a ledge that they lean over, and some, or you cover with a foil, take off the knob.
I brought mine from New York.
That's what I'm saying. Well, also, cover the flame and then pull off the knob. Yeah.
Okay, well, there's two things there. You could put tape on the knob so it doesn't...
Either one is fine. So, that's regarding, putting it back Friday night. So again, there you would need a blech. You have to make sure you have a blech. A blech means that the source of heat is covered and the knobs are covered, and you need it to be... Yeah, one other thing that someone mentioned, it has to be a fully cooked item, obviously. It has to be that it's cooked already, obviously, which means that if it's a liquid, it's still fully warm, and it should be, you have to have it had in mind and holding it the whole time. Okay, now, the next scenario comes. Okay, you made it through Friday night. Everyone tasted what they wanted to taste Friday night. The chalent is still good. The soup is still hot. Everything is fine. Now it comes Shabbos morning, and you want to heat up the food.
Yeah. If you want to give the kids solids, also you have to take them out of the hot plate.
Okay, so if you're literally just taking a fork and taking a piece of chicken out of a pot, they could do all that's on the flame.
But you can't cover it again with the aluminum foil.
No, you could.
Totally, you could cover it totally?
That's not hatmana, because it's just a cover. It's not, it's
are
just...
Are you supposed to leave the real cover
before? Yeah, but not in, not... That's if it's an additional cover to the pot. And the, you're allowed to have one, you're allowed to have a pot.
I just say that I put a little bit of foil to cover it. And I put it on the blend. Are you supposed to leave it a little bit uncovered though?
So you can, what you have to have is, you have to have a pot, and then you're allowed to have a pot and the cover to the pot. That we give you, that we throw in.
A separate one.
Yeah, but if you're wrapping it on top of that, that's what you shouldn't do. But the cover itself for the food, that's okay.
That's fine, but I'm talking about the foil.
Well, then why are you covering it? I mean, you're covering it to keep it out? No, you're covering it so, because it's kind of...
To keep it clean.
Clean, it's not, it's kind of disgusting to have open food on it, stuff could fall in. So you're keeping it mainly to keep clean, that's okay. Okay, so... keeping food. Warming up food. It has to be leaning on. You have to be actually holding the weight of it. So in other words, it has to be. It can be on the counter, but leaning off the counter so that basically, if you would let go, it would fall. And it's not enough to just. Yeah, that's better. Yeah. Okay. So the Nesina Lechatchila. Nesina Lechatchila means now we're gonna warm up. We want to warm up food Shabbos morning for the meal on Shabbos morning. So how do you go about doing that? Now here, it wasn't on. We're not talking about, you know, the chalent was on. You're taking it off, putting. You're taking food straight out of the refrigerator and putting it onto the blech, or onto, you know, warming it up. So how do you go about doing that on Shabbos? So here, there's basically four conditions that you have to meet in order to be able to do that. The first is that it has to be. Here is where the point mentioned earlier comes in. It has to be solid and can't be a liquid. Because here you're going to be taking a cold liquid out of the refrigerator and doing it, and that's no matter what, even if it was a liquid that was cooked yesterday. But once it cools off, it's a problem, and therefore it has to be completely solid. Now, a solid that has a little bit of moisture on it, that's okay. You don't have to sit, you know, dry with a towel. But if a solid, it has to be basically a solid versus a liquid, and the solid itself also has to be fully cooked, okay? So those are the first two things. It has to be fully cooked and it has to be a solid. So for example, let's say you have a roast or something like that. So you can't warm up the gravy, but you could warm up the piece of meat, the slice of meat. Now, the slice of meat that was sitting in the gravy yesterday is not going to be perfectly dry, so it's going to have something on there. That's okay. If it's just whatever's on the piece itself, that's fine. You can't add to it, but whatever's on the piece itself is fine, and you can warm that up. But a liquid you can't warm up.
So if you have like a piece of meat that has congealed fat on it, but when you warm it up,
that's
then
okay.
I always feel guilty because then there's really a lot of liquid in the pan. Right?
Yeah, but if it starts off being congealed,
so if you
fine.
Like pick up the meat, whatever stuck to it, that's
right.
fine, even
yeah.
if it's going to turn
right.
into a liquid.
Right. That's called a solid. That's called a solid. A solid that turns into a liquid is called solid.
What if you have, let's say, like you have a sauteed meat pieces that are in a dressing and it's in a bag and you want to warm it up, and you know that eventually it's going to become liquidy. Are you able to keep an eye on it and put it on just to warm it up a little? But
no, what she's saying, if it started off as congealed,
let's say you take a meat and you pour a dressing into the bag with the meat, and then it's just in the fridge, so then it becomes very, very congealed. And then you put it on, you want to put it on top of the crock pot so that it's going to...
With the liquid?
In the bag with liquid, but it's going to warm up just slightly.
Yeah, so anything that you're not allowed to warm up, any liquid that you're not allowed to put on, you're not allowed to even put on,
even for a minute,
because then we're afraid you're going to forget about it, and it's going to end up warming up. So in other words, if you want to serve something at room temperature, and you just remembered last minute, so you want to, you know, grab it out of the fridge and put it on the blech till it warms up, you can't do that. Even if you just want to serve it as room temperature, your intention is not to warm it up altogether, it's still a problem. So it means that you can't take any liquid out of the fridge and warm it up, you can only take a solid. Okay, those are the first two conditions. The next condition is that you have to have a blech over here. So you can only warm something up on top of a blech. That would mean that you can never warm anything up in an oven on Shabbos, inside an oven. So that would, even if leaving everything else aside that we said there's a problem with opening the oven, closing the oven, even leaving all that aside, you're not allowed to warm up anything inside an oven. Warming drawer, yeah. So a warming drawer now it would depend basically, but a warming drawer Now, I don't know how they work. A warming drawer has its own knobs, or it's just getting hot from the...
It has two knobs, and usually there's a low to high.
Okay,
no,
so...
it's its own entity, yeah.
Okay, so a warming drawer that's its own entity, it's not just, you know, the drawer underneath the oven. So a warming drawer that has its own entity is considered not having a blech, because it has knobs, it has its own control. And so therefore you wouldn't be able to put back food into there on Shabbos.
But just like a drawer, like let's say it has no knobs, just like a drawer... underneath your oven.
Oh, well, how hot does it get? Is it get?
I have no idea. I have this thing underneath my
oven. Well, the question is, I mean, basically, if it...
The warming drawer is not made to cook.
Well, all right. But the question is, does it get hot enough to cook? What's the lowest temperature you can cook something?
But it's pretty not so leaded.
What?
Maybe it'll get to 190.
It doesn't get to... past 200.
No, but you also don't know where the heating element is. The
It's in the oven, I think.
But sometimes they're freestanding things, just a drawer. And it's
like a caterer's use.
No, we have them, people have them in kitchens. It's like, it looks like a drawer, and it's a warming drawer.
Inside the oven?
No,
the oven?
Totally not near the oven.
Oh, yeah?
It looks like a regular drawer
okay,
for, like,
so
nuts.
But anything that has its own controls, that needs a blech, and you can't really put a blech there. I mean, because it's irrelevant. The blech that you're putting there is irrelevant to the way it heats up the food.
So a hot plate with its own controls. Also,
that's okay, because there you could cover it. But in a warming drawer, covering, putting tinfoil doesn't really do the trick.
The inside of my oven has a light that goes on and off. So in order to be able to use it on Shabbos, I have to press it to leave it on a whole entire Shabbos. Otherwise, I can't open it. And I realize that Shabbos.
And let's say you make it that it should go off after an hour.
Every time I open the door, the light bulb goes on. So in order to be able to open my door and put my food in my oven, I press the light bulb on so it stays on. And I realize, because I'm living in this house for three Shabbos, the light bulb is so warm that it actually makes the food warm. If I were to put my food on Shabbos with the oven completely off, just the heating light bulb would make the food warm. Not very hot, but just warm. Is that allowed? I could keep my hand in the oven and not burn myself. I could put my hand
it's
in the
oven. It's not going to get hotter than that. It's 120.
It's
not going to get 110 degrees or something.
No, it's probably about 100.
So that's fine. Okay, so a warming drawer, yeah, a warming drawer that has its own controls will be wrong. So anytime, any warming up inside a warming drawer or an oven or anything like that, you cannot do on Shabbos. You need to be able to warm up food on Shabbos. Again, it has to be dry, it has to be fully cooked, and it has to have a blech. And even if you have a blech, even with a blech, it has to be that you can't put the food directly onto the blech. You have to put the food on top of something else on the blech. So if it has its own controls, if it's just like a drawer that's under.
I think the consensus is easy
yeah.
for me.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So now if you want to warm it up on Shabbos, so you have a blech, it's fully cooked. You're going to only warm up a solid. Still, you can't put the food directly on the blech. So what you have to do is, there's two options. Either you put it on top of another pot, which is on the blech. So let's say you have a chalent pot cooking on the blech. So then you can put the food on top of the chalent pot. So that's okay. Or you could take a pot out of the drawer and you can put it on top of the pot. So the way you would put it on, not in the pot, on top of the pot, so you would have to turn the pot upside down and then put the food on top of the upside down pot, and that will be okay. So
are there rules of like what you could put on? Like if it's like a just
some,
like
some saying,
thin
so,
bacon
right,
sheet
yeah.
or
yeah.
a pan?
Yeah, anything that when you see it, it's knicker.
So you could
noticeable.
Use a cookie sheet?
On top of the blech.
So either on top of the chalent pot, or you have to put an upside down pot.
You need something between your food. Let's say you take it down out of the fridge and you have your crock pot, right?
Right. You have to have something between the blech and the food. So if the chalent is there, that's fine. You can put
it
directly on top of the chalent. If you're putting directly on top of the blech, then you need to put an upside down pan. So normally we, you know, some sort of it has a, you know. It has to be nicker a little bit. I don't know, mamash, a cookie sheet is you know, maybe two. I'm not sure. But like a regular pan is fine. Now, so one thing that's important. Yeah. Still, you have to put something else. Yeah, the pot that you're cooking the food in. Yeah, but upside down, not in it. You can't be putting it in it. No, so it depends. Depends. A hot plate's like this. Really, if it's a hot plate that gets really hot, which I think a lot of these hot plates get really hot. You know, I think they get hot enough to cook even. If a hot plate which gets very, very hot would have the same halach as a blech, and therefore it's because even if it's not made to cook, but it's able to cook. So Moshe says that if it's able to cook, so that's a problem. So therefore you would need a blech, and a blech would again mean the tin foil. If it's adjustable also, you would have to cover better to cover the knobs and the upside down pan. If you have something which is specifically made only, and it's only able to warm, it's not able to cook. Not that it's not made to cook, but it's not able to cook. So as you have something only you can really put on something there, it just warms it up, but it doesn't get very, very hot, which I don't know if that's the case. But if you have a hot plate like that, that's only made and it's only able to warm, that's okay. Then some people hold, Rav Moshe holds, that would be okay. Some are machmer on that. Shmir Shabbos Kilchas is machmer on that. But the Moshe says it's okay. And then and so you have to know your own hot plate.
So you don't need to put it on inverted pot.
Right. That means you could put it on straight. But that's again only on a warming plate, only on a hot plate that's specifically made and only able to warm the food. Can't cook the food.
Can you put one dish on top of the other, like a potato kugel and something on top of the potato kugel?
Well, what's on the potato? What has the potato kugel there? It was there from before Shabbos?
No, upside down pan.
Yeah, then it's
and
fine.
And then a potato kugel and then another.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, once it's there, you could do, yeah.
But still no liquid. No,
what?
No liquid.
No liquids at all on the warming up. Now,
But if you were just using that hot plate that's not going to make it too hot, you could stand a pot
directly on there if it's not liquid. Yeah, I don't know what you mean with that. I mean, yeah, if it's just a hot plate that's not able to cook, then you could put straight on the blech as long as it's a solid. Now, with any of these halachas, by the way, this is just important halacha. It's an important halacha to know is that if inadvertently this happened in your house or in someone else's house that you happen to find yourself in, the food is, it's also b'diavad, you're not allowed to eat the food.
If
you go into someone's house and you see that, you know, they're warming up the food in the oven, let's say, or something like that, or there's a way that they're warming up the food in a way that you're not allowed to warm it up, then it's also even to eat a b'diavad. So it's important, you know, to know your host and to know, you know, yourself. What puts it in? I don't know if it's also b'diavad, but I don't know if they're allowed to do it. I mean, they're not allowed to do it. But I don't know if it's also b'diavad. She said, "What about if a non-Jewish, if a goy puts it in?" So they're not allowed to, but it's a good question. You can eat it after Shabbos. You can eat it on Shabbos after it cools off, also. But you can't. You can't eat it while it's hot.
If you eat at someone's house on Shabbos and you see that they're taking all the Shabbos lunch and they're taking all their food out of the oven,
you have to wait for it to. Yeah, you got to make a lot of small talk until it all cools off. Well, yeah, because you can't be unless.
And clarify that Shabbos mode does not mean you can use your oven on Shabbos.
Right, right.
It has nothing to do with Shabbos.
Right. So now Friday. That's only if it didn't get cooked further on Shabbos. If it got cooked, if the food got better on Shabbos, not just warm, then you can't eat it on Shabbos at all because that means you're benefiting from the fact that it was on the oven. In other words, if it just got warm, so then you could wait for it to get cool again, because then you're not.
Well, chance. I mean, I'm assuming she cooked all the food before Shabbos.
Right.
Put it in,
so if it just, still, yeah, yeah. So right, right. Like right. One time, a few years ago, so we were somewhere for Shabbos, and the host told us they were placing us for the meals, and they placed us with a certain family for the meal, and I didn't know who it was, so we asked about the kashas who are these people. So they said, don't worry, there's this very, very chashuv rav that comes and stays in their house for 2 weeks, and he's there, and if he's there, it's not a problem. Guarantee it's not a problem. So I knew the rav, so I said, if he stays there, it's fine. So we're there for the meal, and then they're serving all the food. And as they're serving, I said, you know, I heard that this Rav, you know, so, you're so lucky, you get to have him stay by you for 2 weeks. Yeah, he brings all his own food, but but you know, he stays here. So you know, sometimes if like, you know, in the middle of the meal, you hear that, you know, how they, what was going on, it could be, it's a problem. I'm not saying, you know, but. It just to, I was just really saying that just to understand the severity of the halacha, that it's important to really do it the right way.
So if you have one of those old-fashioned blocks, then let's just say it covers, say, two burners.
Talk louder, so you can hear a question.
Okay. You have a block that covers two burners.
If you have a block and you have it covering two burners, but you only have one burner on.
Right.
So does that make a difference as to where you can put your...
If it's both, if the entire block is yatz soledes boy, meaning it can make the food, it can warm the food till up past 110 degrees,
yeah.
Then basically there is differences, but practically speaking, it's very confusing. So just I would treat the whole thing as the same. If part of the block is not hot, then yeah, then that's different.
Well, like not hot, like I could put my hand on it, but like in other words, one is definitely over like a flame.
I'm saying if they're both hot enough to warm up the food, then I would just treat them the same. For all practical purposes. If one of them is basically just, it's not really even 110 degrees, so really can't do much, then it has a different halacha. And then it's just called, it's not called on the fire, it's called being next to the fire, and that has, it's also confusing what the status is, but
gotcha.
You shouldn't put anything directly on there either, basically.
Onto the last part.
It helps for Friday night, if you're moving things around,
that's better.
But you can't take something from the fridge and put it there.
What about ovens where the bottom oven is used for flasher and the top one is used for metal? How does that work?
You mean milchik and flasher related? Yeah, okay. Maybe we'll cover that separately. I just don't want to get too off topic. We'll stick to Shabbos, but yeah, we could discuss that also. Another thing that a few people mentioned here, so just to clarify a little bit, is hatmana. Hatmana means to wrapping the food. So wrapping the food is like this. You're not allowed to wrap the food on Shabbos, just even with a towel or anything like that. Even if it's off the fire, you're not allowed to wrap the food. So that would mean, let's say our previous example that we said, that you decided you can't figure out how to make the oven go off after an hour, and you just want to keep the food warm. So you put the food in the oven, and you're going to take it all out at one shot. So you take out the soup and the chicken and the kugel and everything else is sitting on the counter waiting to be served. You don't want it to get cold, so you want to wrap it in a towel. That you can't do that. You can't wrap a food in a towel.
What if you
Shabbos?
Are you allowed to put that thingamajig on job. Top just?
Yes. So what? Hatmana. Right. So hatmana. Right. Right. So hatmana. Right. So hatmana. Yeah. If it's on top. If it's on top and leaning over to the, if it's covering the entire surface of the food and it's leaning over a little bit, that's a problem. If it's open a little bit on the top, that's okay.
And what if you've transferred your food to a foil pan?
Now, opening on top, by the way, doesn't mean that if you have two pans, one of them is open. It means that both have to be a little bit open.
So the whole side can just be.
Yeah, if you lift open the whole side and it's, yeah. The lashon, it's hard to know, but the language in the poskim is it's a significant amount. So, you know, that's something that. It doesn't have to be the majority, but it has to be a significant amount is uncovered.
So if you cover with like kitchen towels, that's bad.
But you can cover
if it's all covered.
Shabbos.
Before Shabbos, if it's out of the oven, you can cover it before Shabbos. Now, that's on Shabbos. Even you're not even allowed to do that. Now, before Shabbos, you would be allowed to do that because let's say you have a big pot of soup, so it really can retain most of the heat. It comes to a boil, and you just turn off the oven and. Cover it fully in the towel, that's okay. Because it's before Shabbos. And before Shabbos, you're not really adding to the heat, you're just retaining the heat. Retaining the heat before Shabbos is fine. However, before Shabbos, what you're not allowed to do is, you're not allowed to do hatmana in a way that adds to the heat. So what that means is you can't take something which will keep a heat coming into the pot from the blech and keep it in. So in other words, let's say you have food on a blech on Shabbos, going into Shabbos. So you have a hot pot on a blech. Then, before Shabbos even, you're not allowed to cover it with a towel, fully. Because again, what's happening is that the towel is holding the heat from the blech onto the pot, and that you can't do. If it's partially covered, that's okay. So where does that come up? That comes up with these, like you mentioned, it comes up with these the covers for the urns they used to have. You know, now everything's like these thermos urns, the double ones. So. But when you have, if you have just like an urn with a spout, some people have these jackets, Lakovat Shabbos jackets, that are also to use. So, if you open it, that it should be caught again. If it's a zipper or something, and you open it, that's okay. But to fully wrap it would be a problem. Right, so before Shabbos, covering a pot on the blech or using this type of cover on the urn would be a problem. On Shabbos, and even covering, but on Shabbos, even if it's off the blech, just you have a hot pot and you're wrapping it up, that's a problem. And this also comes up if you're warming up, for example, warming up a baby bottle. So it also comes up the same Shaila, because what you're doing is basically you're doing hatmana with the bottle in the hot water. So also it shouldn't be fully inside. If you don't have that much, this is a Shaila, if you don't have that much milk in the bottle and the bottle's sticking out, but all the milk that's in the bottle's in the hot water, that's a Shaila. I didn't get it, that's a Shaila that comes up. But some people say, yeah, fully warming up a bottle in hot water, any food like that, is a shaila of hatmana. But hatmana is only when, again, like I said earlier, is only when the blanket is snug around the pot. So if, you know, putting in anything, something like that in the oven is not considered hatmana. Okay. Now,
so to put it from an oven that's on into an oven that's off would be fine? Like, once if I forget to turn my oven off and everything's burning, so I want to take it out.
Right.
So I can put it into the other oven if it's off.
Right, right. An oven that's off is nothing. It's just a drawer. Okay. Now, everything okay, any questions on all this part before we go to this? Right, so that's another example, is if you would have, let's say, you want to warm up a kugel or something on top of the chalent, so you would not be able to fully cover it because that's hatmana. Now, someone asked how many layers of foil. So if you have the kugel and it's covered with foil, that's okay, because that's just the covering. But if you have another layer of foil on top of it, that could be a problem. Because then what you're doing is you're really trying to, that's why you're putting the other layer there, is to insulate it. That's really what you're doing. Hatmana, by the way, I forgot to mention, hatmana means to insulate. So that's really what you're doing, is you're keeping the heat in there. So two layers would be a problem, but just one piece of foil is the cover.
Even if it's not wrapped all the way around, even if it's just thrown on the top of it?
If it's on top and leaning over to the sides, if it's open on top, then that's okay. But, or if it's partially open on top, but it's fully covered on top and just the sides.
Baby bottle that you
want to warm. That's what I was saying. If you're going to warm it, and by totally it's called insulating. You're totally dipping it inside.
Yes, but it's not coming up to a boiling point for a baby.
No, but it doesn't make a difference. It's getting. It's not because you're cooking it. It's because you're warming it in a way that's fully insulated on all sides. No, but the water, the bottle is like the pot, and the water is the thing that you're using to insulate.
What's the answer?
So you have to keep it a little out of the
what
cup.
What if you open the bottle? If you leave it open.
No, you just have to make sure that it's not fully that you should really try to make sure that the liquid is not fully in the water. Just make sure it's a little out. Okay. So now everything that we've been discussing now, we've been talking about keeping your food warm from Friday to Shabbos, putting back the food Friday night, or putting food onto the blech in the first place, Shabbos morning, and hatmana. All those things are isurim d'rabbanan. They're midrabbanan and they're rabbinic, and they're because we don't want you. We're afraid that if you do that, you may come to do something even worse. But there's a few cases that have come up lately that I just thought were worthwhile to mention that are shaila of bishul itself, cooking itself, a shaila of isur d'oraisa of the Torah's isur itself of cooking. nothing that we mentioned is really cooking. It's just, you know, using and reheating the fire in a way that's also, but what about cooking itself? So the halacha is like this. The pot where you cook the food is called the kli rishon. The fire, the pot that it was cooked in itself. The pot that the fire is that the food is cooked in still retains its ability to cook even if it's off the fire. And therefore, anything that you put in a hot pot is considered cooking it. So for example, let's say you take the soup off the fire. Now it's off the fire, so you may think, okay, so there's no more cooking, I'm off the fire. And then you taste the soup, and you say it needs some pepper, some spices. So you're not allowed to put the spices into the pot, because that's cooking the spices. So, for example, black pepper is uncooked, or most spices are uncooked. Salt is a shayla. Even salt is better not to put it into the kli rishon directly. Or for example, let's say you have cholent and you taste it and it's not good. You want to add some garlic or add some spice, onions or spices. Again, you shouldn't do that while it's in the original pot. So before you spice it or anything like that, you should transfer it to the serving bowl, and then it's a klisheni, then that will be okay. But the shayla came up, so it's important to remember that even foods, while it's totally off the fire, but if it's still in the original pot that it was cooked in, it's still shaykh, it's still also to do bishul. And another case is, for example, this is maybe more common, someone came back from Yom Tov and they said this has happened, that someone was serving a roast, so they took the roast out of the oven, and the recipe calls for that you pour the sauce over it before you serve it. You don't pour the sauce over it, before, while you're warming it up. You pour the sauce over it before you serve it, prior to serving it. So they took the thing out and they're about to pour the sauce over it. So that's a real shiloh bishul, because it's still in the original pot and the sauce is liquid. So you're going to be cooking the liquid by pouring it over the roast. So you can't do that on Yom Tov, if you could, but on Shabbos.
The liquid's already hot.
If it's hot, it's hot. That's fine. But if it's cold, then you can't do that. Or let's say adding ketchup or any of these things, you can't do that into the pot, into the kli rishon itself. So this person, he said, he reminded, he told him, just take the thing and move it over to the serving dish, or put it onto a counter, onto a cutting, whatever you're going to do, just take it out of the original pot and then add the sauce, and that would be okay. But to add it into the sauce, the pot itself, that's a real shayla bishul d'oraisa. Another shayla that's very common is also, which you don't realize, is that it's not just also to cook, but there's the Gemara says it's also usur if something's cooked, but you're adding to the cooking. So how do you add to the cooking? By doing something that hasn't been done to it yet. So that would mean by mixing it. So if you have a pot that's fully cooked, but it's still on the fire, and you go ahead and mix it, so the Mishmur argues on this, but the Beis Yosef and others, the Rishonim say that it's Chayv Chatas, it's also Midaraisa. So you're not allowed to do that. In other words, again, so the case would be you have a fully cooked cholent, and it's on the stove, and you're looking at it, and it seems like this, you want to just stir it, you're not allowed to, and it's an Issa Daraisa Kipshuta to do that.
Excuse me, if you have soup.
Okay, so a liquid soup.
No, vegetable soup. Yeah. And the vegetables settle to the bottom, and you want to take it out, and you need to get the vegetables out of the bottom, and you do move the soup around.
Well,
to get
so you can't do that while it's on the fire.
Oh, so you have to take it off.
You have to take it off there. Now, taking it off the fire is like this. So you're not allowed to stir any food while it's on the fire. Even off the fire, you shouldn't explicitly go and stir it. What you should do is you should serve it. And by serving it, stirring it, but you shouldn't go explicitly, even off the fire. It's really better not to do that. You could, it's not, if you need to, under certain circumstances, you could, but the best thing would be just to serve it. Now, since you're not allowed to stir something while it's on the fire, and we're saying that's mamash asa deraisa, so Chazal say you're also not allowed to serve it while it's on the fire. Because by putting a spoon onto the, it's like it's almost like stirring it, and therefore you should. Therefore you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, before serving soup or cholent or anything like that, you have to take it off the fire. And that's what we discussed earlier. You're going to take it off the fire, and then you want to put it back. That's where all the shilas come up. If you didn't have to do that, you could just forget the whole thing and just serve it while it was on the fire. But the reason you have to take it off is because you're not allowed to serve something while it's on the fire. Now, what someone mentioned earlier is, what about like a piece of chicken? That doesn't have this issue because you're not stirring. You're just taking a piece out from the pan. That's okay. But a chalent, a soup, anything like that, serving it, you have to serve it while it's off the fire. And that's off the, that has to be off the fire when you do that. And the same thing is true with covering the pot. You should really, if you go to look at the pot to see what it's doing, you should really cover it while it's off the fire as well. Okay. Now.
Question about the spices.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I made this up, but I think I remember learning one time that even like something like chalent that is like steaming hot and it's got all those potatoes and stuff like that. That even in a cliche name?
Yeah, I didn't want to get too into that because it's a chumrah.
It is?
What? we're mocking. I mean, you should do it.
No, it's fine.
You should be mocking on that. You should be mocking on that if you know it. I didn't mean to say, you know, I just, you know, I don't want to talk about everything, but yeah, what's being mentioned now is, what's being mentioned is that there's certain instances where even if you take it off the kli rishon, even if you put it onto a second kli, you know, into the serving bowl, it still retains its status of being able to cook because it's solid. So like a hot potato from a chalent doesn't make a difference where it is. So some people wouldn't spice it even later. You know, but that's salt for sure you're allowed to put on, and ketchup, all those things you would be allowed to. Just the real raw spices, that would be a shayla. That would be a shayla for that case, yeah.
If you mistakenly stir the soup when it's on the fire still, what's the deal with the soup?
What's the deal with the soup?
I totally got that by mistake. And that's when my mother yells at me, this is why I don't have to blush. Because like I totally have made that mistake, and I'm always like, oh my goodness,
now, I have to take it off. That, if it was fully cooked, it's okay. You're allowed to eat it.
Of course, it was fully cooked. I mean, it's chicken soup, right? Yeah. But it's not like.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it's fine with the because.
For croutons and soup, can you take the soup off the plate?
Because there's only one pitcher.
Serve the soup and then put the croutons directly into the bowl.
What kind of croutons do you want?
Like little tiny
mandel.
Yeah. If you serve the soup with a ladle and you didn't pour it out from the bowl into the soup, the ladle. Then you could do that.
The ladle, but what if you put the ladle back in every time? Like the ladle's staying in the pot of
right,
the soup.
Right. So there are machmirim on that, on those type of croutons. The ones that are baked, those croutons that you're talking about are deep fried, right? So we're more lenient with those. If it was just like bread, you know, like from the salad, that type, that would be a problem. But the little ones you can make on that.
So is it better to transfer to another bowl after that, or to later?
No.
And we keep the ladle in the bowl in the soup pot.
If you kept it in while it was on the oven.
No, it's off. The whole thing is off the plate.
It's off, then it's a chumrah. There is room to be machmir on it. I'm not saying there's no room to be machmir, but you don't have to. You know, you're allowed to put it in if you, you know, especially by the time it comes, it's not necessarily so hot. So, you know, is there any other questions? Anything to discuss?
Are you allowed to leave the soup, the water of the soup, to clean the cover because of the cold water that can drain?
Yeah, okay, so.
For long, like, can you leave it?
So, Shlomo Zalman said that all those things that end up cooking the you know, what she's asking is that if you're going to put a cover back onto the fire so you have condensation that cooled off, so it's like a cold liquid that you're recooking it when you put it back on the hot pot. So there are machmirim on that would, every time you do it, dry the pot off. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says you could be make on that because it's not your intention. It's not really so important, but if you know, if you're able to be machmir on it, it's definitely better to do it. If it cooled off, if the water's cold.
Yeah. But you could, in that case, leave the pot, like...
Oh, how are you going to do that?
If you don't have experience.
I don't know, it's a tough one. What should you do, better, leave the pot? No, you can't leave the pot. You'd rather, no. Rather, what you should do is put the pot back and cover it after you put it back. That's what you should.
Is it proper to serve chilons in a separate bowl so that it doesn't cook other food on the plate?
Yeah, so we didn't get into all that practical, you know, how you're serving the food. I guess what she's mentioning is when you have chilons, so you have like the hot potatoes, like you said, so those have the ability to cook even if they're, you know, on the plate for a long time. So it's touching, let's say, the coleslaw or the salad, so it's going to cook it, so, or the crumbs on the plate, and these are all chumras. Yeah. Now, Shlomo Zalman says you don't have to be worried about any of these. Shlomo Zalman's talk, you don't have to worry about any of these things. So for the Hamoinam, you know, Shlomo Zalman says, if you want to, you know, I've seen chasha people do that. But, you know, you don't have to. Shlomo Zalman said that, you know, in Yerushalayim they serve Yerushalmi kolo with pickle. Anyone knows what? What's the pickle doing there? I'm not sure. But so that was the whole shiloh. Can you put the pickle on top of the Yerushalmi kugel? It's boiling hot. So Shlomo Zalman said it's not your intention. You're not interested in cooking it. And it's not so hot. It's only davar gush. It's only a solid. Anyway, so applying that svar from Shlomo Zalman to these cases, you don't really have to be machmer on it. Although, if you want to be, you know, if you want to be, you can be careful. I don't know if you have to go so far.
No, I just know that's how I was brought up having chilon in a separate thing.
So that's to avoid this issue. There's room to be. I'm saying it's. I've seen many chashuv people do that. You don't have to do it that way. Okay. Yeah.
If I ate soup and then I want to put more soup in the bowl and there's a little bit of soup left, is that okay if it's going to heat it?
So, again, with using the same Shlomo Zalman logic, is that if your intention is not really to cook those little drops and they're not significant to you, and you're already talking about from a klisheni, because it's a ladle, and it's only the chumr, it's a lot of chumras over here.
Okay.
So you don't have to. If you wanna, it's, you know, if you wanna do that, there is room to be machmer on that, but you actually don't have to. Or you make someone, you know, you don't have to. If it's gonna bother other, you know, you always with these things, you know, if it's gonna, it depends how much it gets in the way. So, but okay. So if Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue. Apparently next week there's no shir. Everyone's encouraged to come to this. The event is being advertised on the next Sunday. The following week, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have a shir. If anyone has things that want specifically would want to be discussed, you could send an email and we'll try to cover those.
Thank you.